3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The Kenny Clark scheduled to appear edition. The Tausch has returned his camera to its rightful place on the video stream edition. Jesse Nelson has returned to his rightful place. Will he be here tomorrow? 50-50.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. Good to hear. Edition. And the are we officially on Love Watch now? You know, we had Favre Watch. We had Rodgers Watch. And now as we wait for this contract to get done and whether or not he will practice on Monday, are we on Love Watch edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Well, maybe not Twitter right now. We're working on that. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is back in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, at least for a little while. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And as far as the Jordan Love watch goes, he's in Green Bay, right?
Correct.
Hubes reported that, so he's practicing or he's working with the young players and the quarterbacks that he's reported, right?
I don't know what exactly he has done at Lambeau Field to this point, but he reported.
But he's there.
He reported yesterday. He's going to meetings. He did his physical. All those kinds of good things. Yes, that's my understanding.
Okay, so Love Watch. There doesn't need to be a Love Watch then.
Well, he's we're there. Watching for the contract. We're watching for if he practices.
So here's the deal. Yeah, I get that, but there is no Love Watch. The Love Watch would have been if he doesn't come.
Mm.
And then it's a little cantankerous. It ain't going to be. There's probably, until the contract gets done, some angst.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any cantankerousness when it comes to, if he's there, Love Watch is no more. Like, he's there.
Yeah.
He's going to practice. You're not up there.
Whoa.
To not practice now.
Wait a minute.
Why won't he practice? Will he not practice if he's up there? He ain't going to maybe not play in the game. But you think he's just going to sit around up there?
I don't think you could. Can you say that with the certainty you just said that, Homer?
I feel okay. You think that Jordan Love? Okay.
No.
Great question.
No. I don't. I'm not saying that I think he won't practice. I'm saying I don't think we can say for certain that he will. I think we have to allow for the possibility that he won't.
That's fine.
All.
I'm giving my opinion.
Okay.
I'm not stating a fact.
He's
going to
practice. Okay, that's
in
your opinion.
My opinion.
Okay.
Yes. Well, if you're Jason, if you're not going, you're not going to show up. If
T.J.
you're holding
Watt
out,
showed
you're
up without
about,
practicing.
Yeah, but he also said he wasn't practicing. Have you heard?
Well, no, I haven't heard him say
if
anything.
If old boy wasn't going to practice, he would have talked to Stephanie Sutton and everybody else that was at that camp and said, yeah, until we get the deal done, unfortunately, my team, we've kind of decided that we're not good. That's a play, and it would have been a play that I think I would understand.
No, but you don't say that till Monday. You don't say that now, right? If they're still working on the deal.
No, you say it now so that it gets done by Monday. So I know people are – you got fatigue, and I know other people do too. But this is interesting. And I think from a fan standpoint, would you be pissed off if Jordan Love isn't practicing Monday because they don't have a deal? And I think a lot of Packer fans would be.
At whom?
I will not be.
At whom?
At Jordan.
Oh.
Got a contract. You signed it. You need to play. That is the mentality that some fans have. Those same fans that have that have to realize the big picture and say, well, yeah, that's fair. You don't need it. You signed the contract, but things change. And we all see when guys get cut. Because I signed that contract. Well, so did the Packers. And the Packers have no problem saying a deuce is B. So I just – the question I've had this entire time is, will Jordan have the stones – and it takes stones
–
to be the leader of the football team and to say, I got to be about me here. As everything else about the team, I need to take care of my business. And by the way, guys in that locker room, as we talked with Bulaga and other players, they're going to tell you, take care of your business. They're
right.
Not going to be mad at him. So do I think that he is going to, if he reported, he's going to practice. My opinion, not fact. But the Love watch part that you just asked, the most interesting part, he's already there. He's already shown up.
So what are you basing your opinion upon?
Because he's there. Quarterbacks aren't going to show up. He's not showing. If he's not going to practice, he ain't showing up.
From Bill Huber's story. No, because if you don't show up, you can be fined because you're under contract. That's okay. Why T.J. Watt did what he did. That's why others have held in. That's why Za'Darius Smith.
T.J. Watt was a fifth-year option, though, too. All right, so you think he's going to come and he's not practicing Monday?
I don't know, and that is the accurate way to view this. Reading from Bill Huber's Sports Illustrated story, the race is on for the Packers and Love to agree to an extension before training camp begins with the first full squad practice on Monday. Whether Love would participate in a quote-unquote real practice without an extension isn't known or hasn't been decided.
Interesting.
Since he was the one who had it first that Love was reporting, my inclination, and I don't know who Bill talked to, but I'm guessing he heard from the agent. And the phrase hasn't been decided is a really interesting three-word phrase. So again, I am not trying to be an alarmist. I'm definitely not predicting or saying my opinion is he won't practice. I don't understand how you can have an opinion on whether or not someone does something or not. Only the person who has to decide whether they're doing it, who doesn't even know if he's doing it or not at this point, apparently, would know. Like,
my
opinion, predict who's going to win the game.
Here's the deal. I understand you have every right to your opinion. These aren't factual statements like Jordan Love is in Green Bay today. That's factual.
Correct.
Right? He's there.
Yeah.
But the opinion could be, well, I'm basing it on he's been a starter for 1 year. He is the leader of this team, and I think he will have an incredibly hard time being selfish and saying, I can't step foot on the field. At this point in my career, I have to go out there and practice. I know my team is working on it. That's where I'm coming from. That's how I believe he is going to think and how he's going to do it.
I think is the key word for you, which you didn't
say
originally.
I said that the whole time.
No, run back the tape. Jordan Love is going to practice.
Oh, I forgot you're the word police. All right, I forgot about the word police part of this.
Don't be grouchy.
What you're saying and what Huber is saying, I think everybody is jockeying right now because it is getting close. It's getting to be that time where once you start practicing, then everybody can kind of settle in. And I think they want to make it uncomfortable for the Packers so that they have to make a tough decision. I'm sure Jordan's reps are saying no. You're not doing anything until
I think so too.
Jordan makes the call whether or not he's going to practice.
Just like Devontae Adams made the call. And this is why I always bring this example up, because if Devontae Adams chooses to play hardball, chooses to say, hey, I'm going to report like TJ Watt did, but I ain't practicing. My calf hurts, or whatever phantom injury you might want to come up with. These are all things that you can do. And Devontae chose not to, right? Za'Darius Smith chose to. Oh, my back. Mm-hmm. My back. I can't practice. Right? TJ Watts, there are lots of examples of it. I am not advocating for Jordan to do anything. If it was me and I knew that my guys had my back on it, I'm not taking part until I have my contract. If my teammates are supporting me, if I've talked to Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs when we were working out, and Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks and Josh Jacobs and Preston Smith on the defensive side of the ball, and they're all like, hey, man, we know who you are. We know how much you care about us as your teammates. We know how badly you want to win, but we know you got to take care of yourself. Don't go out there. You got our blessing to stay out and say your elbow hurts.
So, Jason, then I wouldn't go out there. Replay what you said from Huber again, what his team has told him.
Again, he doesn't say. Yeah, he doesn't say that his team has told him this, but I'm reading between the lines. Yeah. The race is on for the Packers and Love to agree to an extension before training camp begins with the first full squad practice on Monday. Whether Love would participate in a quote-unquote real practice without an extension isn't known or hasn't been decided.
Hasn't been decided is interesting. If you were a betting man, and Lord knows you're not.
That's true.
Is Jordan Love practicing on Monday without a new deal?
If I were a betting man, I think he would practice out of a sense, misguided though it be, of doing the right thing.
Yes, and that was what I'm saying, and you word saladed me, which is fine.
No, you just...
You made me clarify. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
You made me re-clarify.
Better. Thank you.
All I'm saying is, it is incredibly difficult. Your biggest pressures you get as a player is to not let your team down, your coaching staff and your player and your teammates. All of the other stuff, what is going on back there?
The
other stuff, press and things like that. That
was a pop-up ad on Bill Huber's page.
Those are all secondary concerns.
Uh-huh.
But it's so difficult. And that's why it's easier if you Zeke Elliott and go to Cabo and you're not around the guys. Now, TJ Watt, everybody understood it. He held in and he got paid. And it was the right move.
Uh-huh.
And I think for all players, when you have this kind of, I'm not going to say leverage, but when you're in this position, get your bread. So I think if he's in Green Bay already, which is my point, he's going to be practicing on Monday, in my opinion. In my opinion.
I don't think his presence in Green Bay guarantees anything. It's not like the old days. Well, then why did T.J. Watt go to Pittsburgh or Latrobe or wherever they had camp? Because the new
Watt Watch Fleet Farm. Love that.
That was fun. We enjoyed that. That was a good era.
That was really fun.
I wonder if J.J. still feels good about picking the Arizona Cardinals. The biggest thing that you're not talking about here, which influenced TJ Watt holding in, because that's the phrase now, right? It's not hold out. Mm-hmm. It's what is Brandon Ayuk going to do, right? Fifth-year option. And by the way, the Jordan Love situation is even worse than a fifth-year option situation.
Yeah.
Of that $11 million, only 5.5 is guaranteed. These guys that are the fifth-year option are guaranteed $14 million or whatever it might be.
And by the way, I think Who's the Bosa? Is it Nick Bosa that's in San Fran? He did the same thing last year. Didn't practice.
Right.
Or if he did. So I can see Jordan Love practicing and not playing in preseason games. I can see that. I cannot see him playing in a preseason game, and I guess it was – I know you said Denver yesterday, and I didn't excoriate you because it ends up being Cleveland.
I said, you made a mistake, I think Denver?
And I didn't
okay.
No, you said right. Cleveland.
I don't know. No. Okay.
Anyways, right. Here's the deal.
No, wait.
By the way, Jason.
Hold on. Wait on your here's the deal. Because this is an important fact that we need to include here. What has changed the ball game with holdouts is, and you're a former NFLPA rep. Again, I don't understand how NFL players approach this. We remember Aaron Rodgers coming on this show very frustrated that he didn't feel like the powers that be in the NFLPA were listening to him. He warned of a 17-game season. He warned of needing to get more in exchange for that. They failed to do so. They got more time off in the offseason. Another sneaky thing that was in that collective bargaining agreement was this change in how you can be fined. And that there are no, you can't forgive fines. There are no excuses for fines. You don't report and you're under contract. The fines are automatic. And the NFLPA agreed to that for some ungodly reason. So remember, Davante Adams said, well, I'm not giving back any money that I've already earned, right? That was his theory. That's what spawned this hold-in concept where, hey, I reported, but I don't know, my back hurts, or whatever it might be. Now, again, it's a great question, Tausch. Does he have the cojones, the stones, the guts, whatever you want to call it, to basically say, no, I'm not practicing, my shoulder hurts, or whatever.
I don't know. In my opinion, I don't see it.
But the point is that the fact that he reported guarantees nothing. It doesn't. Because that's how this works now.
Yeah.
That's all. And they're playing Cleveland in the preseason opener.
I understand, but I guess my last point, and you might be right for pointing out my old-aged bias on the old-school way of NFL holdouts. That's fair.
Yeah.
But my point is, if you really want to inflict pain in a negotiation, you don't even show up. You say, this is what you offered. You leak out. They only offered me Daniel Jones's type contract, and I'm not even thinking about coming for that. So I'm so disgusted, I'm not even going to be here. That obviously is not the case.
Right.
The case is that it seems as if it's not close enough, he's there, and I think the Packers are looking at it and saying, well, we know Jordan. He's not going to miss time. And do the Jordan Love's reps and team have the fortitude to say, yeah, we're not doing anything until this deal gets done? I don't know the answer to that.
All right,
but I do know it is going to be incredibly difficult for Jordan to be sitting in those meeting rooms and watching practice, faking like his left arm is sore or whatever that injury might be because he can't practice. I just don't know how good of an actor he is. And I don't know if that's how he's wired. I don't think he is. And it's early in his career. He's trying to kind of jump into this thing as a leader and everything else, learning all that. And that is a really hard process to go through as a young player.
I agree with everything you said. Now, last thing on this before we move on. Kenny Clark, we're going to talk to him at 10:15. You're getting ready to talk to your old buddy Kenny. And the phone rings. And it's Jordan Love. And he says, Jesse, patch me through to Tausch. And Jordan says, hey, I heard Wilde getting after me for the way my team handled the press conference at the end of my camp. I can't trust that knucklehead anymore. But you played in the league. You know how this is. I trust your judgment. Tausch, I'm here. I'm calling you from the payphone inside the locker room that you guys used to have. What should I do? Should I practice? They're not going to get a deal done for me by Monday, Tausch. I talked to Mulugeta and Kessler. They're telling me they still want these protections in here. They don't want to guarantee as much money in case I stink even though I'm not going to stink. They say all the right things publicly, but now, based on this contract, they don't love me as much as they say they love me. Mm-hmm. But I feel obligated to practice. Tausch, buddy, what should I do? What are you telling Jordan? And he's gonna. And he says, whatever you say, Tausch, I'll do it. I'll do what you say.
I think here's what you do, Jordan. You've already decided to come to camp, which is great. You will practice. You will prepare and do everything like the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, but you will not take one snap without a red jersey on until your contract is done. Period. End. Send. That's what I tell him.
I like it. We have some breaking news from the NFL on a retirement. We'll get to that coming up in the next segment. One that you may be familiar with, a player that you may have some affinity for. I know I do.
But Aaron Rodgers.
What are you doing here in retirement? But before that, it's time to talk about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and really good or really bad dad jokes.
Indeed it is. And Gina, she's looking sleek. The Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, this deal for this month is sleek, but it's time for that bad dad joke, Jason.
Why aren't lobsters generous? Because they're shellfish.
I like that one. That's a good one. Shade and bake. Shade and bake, as we like to say. Well, you know what? Great dad joke, but my mind is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has a fantastic, an absolutely a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation. No mess, no hassles, no bad dad jokes, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends July 31st of 2024. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
We'll tell you about that retirement in the NFL next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Talk to Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. He's coming up next, but news from, well, Evan does Unsportsmanlike on ESPN, and ESPN with an announcement. They have added to their SEC network coverage Randall Cobb, who has announced his retirement from the National Football League. Friend of show, Tausch, you missed him by a year. He was drafted in 11. Your last year was in 10, but I know you enjoyed watching him and getting to know him as well.
Well, and yeah, I got to know Randall pretty well. He's obviously, you know, Cliffy was good buddies with him, and by all accounts, just a stand-up, awesome dude, and a really good player for Green Bay in both iterations. What a career he was able to. What, 13 years? Is that what you said he's played?
He was a rookie in 11, so. Yeah, 13 seasons.
13 years, then. I always get confused on that. So I think we'll always remember that as a rookie, that kick return and the opener kind of jumped onto the scene. And just by all accounts, and you know this better than I do, great family, really good, just a good dude and a really good player for a long time. I think probably, I don't know if you'd say he was underrated here. I don't know if he was ever the number one guy, but he was always just whatever you needed, man, Randall Cobb was going to do for you.
Yeah. Including in Chicago and the game-winning touchdown on fourth down to beat the Bears in 2013 and win the division. Real quick question about retirement, because obviously you've experienced it too. I think we saw this coming, right? And you've talked before about where you were at physically at the end of your career, but the Packers still released you unceremoniously. What's next for him? He's got things lined up. You had things lined up. But is it still, from an adjustment standpoint, even the most well-adjusted people like him and like you, it's not a perfectly smooth transition, right?
Oh, first off, I would not say that I was well adjusted. I've said this a million times, and I always ask whenever we had, you know, we did a bunch, especially during COVID, the old, you know, retired guys, when we talked to them. I know almost every player that I talk to has a really hard time transitioning out of the NFL, because you just imagine dumping everything into something for so long and everything being planned out for you for years, and then all of a sudden it's over and it ends like that. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, what the heck am I going to do? And how good is your skill set and anything else? Because for as much as football players, there's some guys that are really smart. They're engineers and they're, you know, entrepreneurs. All of that's great, but you're now 32, 33 years old trying to jump into a world where things change just as quickly there as they do in the NFL, and everybody still wants to talk about your old football time, and you're trying to move. There's so many layers, and it's so complicated that it is an incredibly difficult transition, and a lot of guys really struggle with it. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody struggles with it, but the real struggle, I mean, it is a battle. So it's nice that Randall's got this opportunity with the SEC Network. He's got, you know, you want to stay busy, you want to do things, because you're trying to figure it out. Just like you're graduating college, you're trying to figure it out. But now you have the nice thing is you got a nice nest egg, and it doesn't have to be anything urgent that you have to go and do. But it is a tough operation, no question about it.
We got to get to Evan Cohen. He's coming up next. Tausch, remind us again about Kohler Services and how the Coliseum and many other bad hotel bathrooms could use their help.
Indeed, all kinds of places need our help from our friends at Kohler Services. If you need that bath or shower remodel, turn to Kohler Services. Family-owned business for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life this month only. Get zero interest and $1,000 off for 12 months on your Lugstone shower remodel. Again, not only do you get the zero interest, you also get another $1,000 off on that Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com today to request your free quote with that fast, professional installation always included. Again, KohlerServicesWI.com.
Evan Cohen joins us next.
What do you do with those spoons? What do they do with those spoons? Jesse, throw that back up. I know this is an audio show, but the spoon.
Coliseum
is a hell of a deal now. Hell of a deal, man.
Come together with your plan. Yeah, for those of you that are not watching on the video stream, the photo of the painting that Tausch took of the bathroom in ancient times is guys with their pants around their ankles and they're holding spoons. I don't know. I don't have a lot of specifics on what might or might not be going on there. I can tell you that Evan Cohen joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN. I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town, I just might be.
That music means it's time to talk to Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike across ESPN National and ESPN Wisconsin. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jason. Morning, Mark. I was just told by Jesse, I'm the warm-up act for Kenny Clark today, which I knew Kenny Clark was coming on, and I understand how big he is, but it's always great being told you're the warm-up act.
Well,
so hopefully I warm everybody up for Kenny Clark.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I actually wanted to ask you a question and get your insight as it pertains to this Jordan Love thing. So I don't know, you know, you're obviously kind of a big deal. Do you have an agent?
No.
Okay. So once
I don't know how to answer this, Jason. I have the same agent that you have, that Mark has. Like, we all have one person that is a guardian angel professionally for all of us. and take no percentage of anything we do. How about that? Does
yes.
that sound good?
Yes, I know him.
You're all welcome.
And it's not Jesse Nelson, but good drop.
Definitely in. Not.
So here's the here. I wanted to use this as an example because you know me very well, better than you wish you did. And so almost a decade ago, the Packers were looking to hire someone for Packers.com, and they pursued me. I am not a master negotiator. I went to our friend and our founder and our CEO, Craig Karmazin, and I said, look, I don't want to go there. I'm really happy here, but they came to me. And he, as you point out, took care of everything, right? And I didn't. It would have not been a good move for me anyway. But I definitely was not going to play the game of "oh, the Packers are interested," that kind of thing, right? So I am a bad example.
I remember that. I remember that well. Let me add one other piece to that puzzle, okay? Because I remember that very well, and I was mm-hmm. involved ultimately in those discussions. That was never an anti-Packer thing. That was a.
Right.
Am I going to change? Have to change everything I'm building? Because I'm going somewhere else, and now I'm under the NFL umbrella versus a broadcast umbrella. And for the average everyday listener, that is a massive difference. You make mm-hmm.
So I am not – that is not my – I can't fake it. I just told him the truth, and everything worked out great, and I am really happy with my life. Jordan Love is in a position where he wants to be the quarterback of the Packers and he wants to get paid. The Packers want him to be their quarterback. They see his ability. They see his potential. But Tausch proclaimed his opinion that he will not miss a practice if the deal's not done on Monday when the practices start. I, in a moment of hypocrisy, am saying basically, dude, you have to look out for yourself. You're talking about $250 million versus $11 million. Your teammates will support you. Do not go out there and risk injuring yourself.
So before Evan counters this, I want to make sure my point is clear because Jason word saladed me. My point was he's there, and he should not take a snap without a red jersey on until he gets a new deal. That's where I stand on this. I think it will be incredibly difficult for Jordan Love to be up there in Green Bay, sitting in the meetings, having breakfast, going to the meetings, getting out on the practice field, and not putting on the jersey and going playing. I don't envision that happening. That was my point. But this is getting closer now as time continues to elapse. What would you advise him, Evan, if you were advising Jordan Love how to approach this without a new deal?
It's a very, very difficult situation, and this is where it becomes big picture, not just football, right? Because what you're saying is, professionally, I would say, what do you want to say, 90% of people listening to Wilde and Tausch right now, professionally, have not fallen in love with their place of employment.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love, what you're telling me, and you guys know it better than I do, professionally has fallen in love with being the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And he's simply wondering, why don't you love me the way that I love you? And why can't you just pay me what I want and what market value states? And they're basically saying, we've only been married for a year. Before we even buy the big house, let's buy the small house. And it's not that you don't want to buy a house. It's just you don't know the size of the house yet. And so in a way, and I don't mean to play on the word love. I didn't even think of that, obviously. So pun not intended,
talent.
Although now it
that's
may be.
That's just a natural talent. Yep.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know, because then you're basically saying, in order to accomplish what you really need to accomplish, you need to be someone you're not, which is don't mm-hmm. be the guy that is for the other 50-plus guys. Be the guy that's for the one. And I don't think Jordan Love gets the place he got to by being the guy that you're suggesting potentially he may mm-hmm. have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really, I'm talking about real life. I'm not talking about the football player.
Right.
I don't know what he is supposed to do come Monday when the other guys that he loves and love him playing for the team that he wants to be the quarterback for, like Rodgers was, like Favre was, like Starr was, he wants to be the fourth version of that. And the best way of accomplishing that is to not be that? That's hard. I don't mm-hmm. know, like, if I, at ESPN, if the best way for me to be, in my dream scenario, Greeny Part 2, is just to not be like Greeny, Well, how am I closer to Greeny Part 2 in that spot?
Right.
You have to take more vacations. You have to take a lot more vacations.
You're one to talk. Really? You
yeah,
want to do this?
I haven't had a vacation in 3 months. No, I don't, Evan, for the record. I don't, and I know our audience doesn't, but
I mean,
Greeny likes
we
vacation.
Wait a minute.
There's nothing. He's earned it.
You open the door.
He's earned it.
We were on
I closed it, though, too. Whoa, I shut it, too.
No, I got to do this, Tosh. We were on a text thread the other day. It was Tosh, Ben Brust, Matt LaPay, and I. And Tosh was the only one of that four to not respond. And LaPay said, well, he's probably on vacation. It's been a couple of days.
Oh, burn. Yeah, that hurt a little.
Oh, snap.
That hurt a little bit. Yeah, that was good.
The shoe fits.
That was pretty good.
So,
all right. So, Evan, you don't think, and Jason got after me about this, but I just don't think you can be that different guy at that point. Now, it does change when it's.
Is there a way to split the difference?
I just told you the difference splitter.
Right. So that
you play, but only with a red jersey on until the deal gets done.
So he goes with the red jersey, no contact drills. Just basically is lightly throwing hand off whatever.
Yeah,
it's full tilt practice.
Yes,
Evan, you know this as a quarterback. You get that red jersey. Nobody touched you. You're
I wore the red jersey on defense.
Well, that's the problem, unfortunately.
So the only part of this that I am, and I said this to Tosh earlier, that I would argue, and I'm not saying that they're all going to walk in to Matt LaFleur's office and, like Rudy, drop their jerseys on his desk saying, Jordan doesn't have to practice. If you don't keep Jordan out of practice, I'm not practicing in a variation of.
Wait a second, Jason. Brilliant, brilliant conversation to bring up. Have we ever seen that? Like, what if that is actually what should happen? What if the other players are like, are you guys bleeping kidding me? Like, get this guy paid.
Yes.
And they do a little bit of a mini, protest, but kind of protest for him.
Okay, hold up a second. Hold up. That's a cute story, which, by the way, from accounts of people that were actually there, was complete malarkey. That didn't actually happen. Great movie.
It's a great movie, though.
But if you think that NFL players, which 85 or 90% of us are very replaceable, are going to go lay it on the line and say, I'm not doing this until Jordan Love gets $60 million a year, y'all are crazy.
Okay, let me clarify. I was going for the imagery much like the movie Rudy does, and that scene didn't happen. But figuratively speaking, if he has, and I said this earlier, Evan, if his guys, his teammates, his wide receivers, his tight ends, his offensive linemen are all telling him, Jordan, don't go out there, man. We're fine. We understand where you're coming from. This is not going to make you a bad teammate or a bad leader in our eyes. The differential between what you're getting paid and what you will get paid when the deal is done is so expansive. We trust you. We know you'll be ready when it counts. We don't want you to practice. Don't take the risk. You have our blessing to hold in. I think that's the one piece that would change things for Jordan. The one thing that would make him feel it's okay.
We got to switch the movies, though. Now we got to switch the movies. Because what you're saying is actually Varsity Blues. When they go in.
Oh, what a great movie.
Bud Kilmer, and they don't let the running back play. Wendell, I think his name was.
You're going to shoot him up.
Like he's not gonna, yeah, if you shoot him up, we're not playing. Find yourself a new quarterback. I don't want your life, that movie. And so basically that's what we're saying now. We've gone from Rudy to Varsity Blues. Is there a Remember the Titans part of this? Can we say strong side, weak side, something like that?
But, Evan, if you only could watch one, Rudy or Varsity Blues, which one? You only get one. Which
I'm choosing Remember the Titans.
Here's the thing. Rudy inspires me. Rudy is a wonderful story. I like Varsity Blues better, but I'd only watch Rudy. Now you're going to say, well, wait, that makes no sense. Tell me why. Well, I will.
I agree. It doesn't make any sense.
Tell me why. Well, I will.
Thanks. Yeah. Varsity Blues gets me really upset that I didn't do enough with my high school football career. I'm dead serious. It breaks me.
You could have been Mox?
Could I have been? A lot of people have compared.
A lot of people.
Lance Harbor. A lot of people have said that. It's frustrating. Couch, you don't see. This is the thing, Couch. You don't understand what you've actually accomplished. You don't understand how amazing it is what you have accomplished, and how those of us, like myself and many other people listening right now, look at ourselves not as a success because we played high school sports, but we look at ourselves as a failure because all we played was high school sports. And that kills me.
Huh.
Because it's the one thing in my life that I look at and I say, I think I could have done more. I think I could have tried harder. I think I could have given more to the team. Mm-hmm. And it crushes me. And we didn't win. And I contributed to us winning.
So, Evan, quick question, though, on that, because I agree with you. I think there's a lot of high school athletes that think, if I would have caught in this break or if this injury didn't happen, I too could have played Division I football. Maybe not pro, but are you saying that you think you had the talent but you didn't squeeze enough out to play at the next level? Because I think most would argue, again, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, that what are you? Are you 5'7", 5'8"? I don't know how tall you are. It makes it tough.
I'm 6'1". I'm 6'1", 6'2".
You're 6 foot?
Shut up.
Okay.
I'm like as tall as you are.
All right, my bad. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think it's more about you didn't?
I don't look at that. That's
okay, what do you look at?
Okay. I think this is a good topic. It's very relatable. Because I wonder if most people consider themselves failures relative to high school sports or to consider themselves a success because they played the high school sports. What I look at myself as is that if I had the mentality I have now, if I had it then, what could I have done? And what could I have done is we could have won games. My high school football team, when I was the varsity quarterback for two full seasons, won one game, and I didn't play in that game because of injury. You don't think that still hurts me every day of my life? We had predetermined locations for team dinners. The one game we won that I didn't play, the team dinner was at my house. That is awful. Everyone is celebrating. I'm miserable because I did nothing. I didn't contribute in any way, shape, or form. That kills me. Absolutely kills me. And so it's not that I could have played D1 as a quarterback. I could not have. Could I have helped my team win more if I was better mindset-wise, et cetera? The answer is yes. And that is such a regret. I'm being dead serious. It is it is non-life and death, non-real life stuff. It is one of the most painful things when I revert back to that thought process, non-kid stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff that doesn't matter in life. That hurts a lot.
Maybe they shouldn't have your framed jersey on the set of the show, though.
I just wonder. Evan, I don't know how many. That probably is a
agree.
Reminder.
It's not a good reminder for me every day.
Yeah. I don't know how many people are wired like you, though. I think most people are wired and say, I was not built to be a college football player or basketball player or hockey player. I've given it what I could, and I'm using the lessons that I've learned to be successful in things that I'm good at. I don't think there's a lot that view it the way you do. I could be wrong.
Well, okay, I'll give you one person who does, and I think it's illogical that he views it this way, but he does. Ben Brust views it the exact same way I do. Here's the difference. He was the captain on a Final Four team, but he still views it as, what if I did this? What if I did that? I mean, I don't mean to out any of Ben's real-life stuff, but, like, I've had the conversations with Ben where he said, like, what if I went, and he wasn't comparing himself to Steph, but what if he went the Steph Curry route, and instead of playing for UW-Madison, he chose a mid-major, I think he was recruited by many of them, and scored 20 or 30 points a game, to which I reply, Ben, you were the captain. Couldn't have been voted by his teammates, by the way. You were the captain of a Final Four
team. Or by
Bo
Ryan, for that matter. So how'd that happen?
Yeah, he wasn't a captain for Dick Bennett, Jason. You and I both know that. You know what I'm saying? That's just a level.
I'm Team Evan on this.
So, Jason, you feel like you didn't get everything out of your high school career, too?
Absolutely. Yep. And
And is that right?
Yeah. Well, hey, not all of us are Tauschy, man. Like,
no,
going to the state tournament in basketball.
You pointed out a blind spot. No doubt about it. You guys got to take the reins. I just feel most people look at – you don't want to be one of those guys, Al Bundy.
Glory days.
Because of J.R. – a little younger than J.R. Ewing that just relived the past, man.
It's not,
you don't want to be that guy.
Reliving, it's not reliving the past. Tausch, you know me extremely well. Like what I let on, what I show in terms of professional. Like, I have failed, but I think it is perceived because of the fact that I'm on Unsportsmanlike every morning on ESPN Radio and ESPN2 and you, that I have succeeded, right? There's a level of, like, success, so to speak, that I have achieved. I don't personally go home and think about it that way, which is very unhealthy. So when you have the level of success, you playing in the NFL, Jason winning Sports Writer of the Year, having a three-hour statewide show, et cetera, you probably don't focus on that. What you randomly focus on is, I can't believe how much I failed at this. Like, Tausch, you have failed very little in your life. I mean, you are, Jason knows this because I've said this to him, and I say this to anyone. Never use Mark Tauscher as a comp. He's a freak. He played 10 years in the NFL. He played for the Badgers. Well, you were injured in the Super Bowl, right?
I mean, that's,
you
don't get really good. I just put that pre-qualifier in there. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Just want to make sure the pension department that's listening, make sure it gets 11. I can continue.
You've owned and run businesses. You've had an amazing amount of professional success that you let on. Like, there may be other stuff that you failed that you're like, I don't know. I mean, you know, I love you on the Packers network postgame. Anyway, so there's stuff that, like, you cannot relate to because your level of professional success, as crazy as it sounds, I think about my failure in high school football more than I think about my success in radio.
It kills me. I have a hard time, especially it being 20 some odd years. That is very interesting. And I know everybody has high school sports that plays and loves sports. Has that. I would think more people than not would tell me I could have maybe played Division III, but I got injured. But this happened. And there's always, I think,
that.
A little bit.
That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, I know you're not.
Yeah, I know. I don't even think I could have played Division III. I think I could have helped my team win a singular game, which I never did.
Evan, quick follow-up on this, because you being the incredibly successful radio host that you are, I'll let you figure out what our conversational segue will be after this, because this has been a pretty serious conversation. How does this influence you as a sports parent? Because for me, I am not like Marv Marinovich pushing the girls. They got Paula's athleticism, thank God. But I do look back on, you know, what could my parents have done differently to support me? What regrets do I have that I want to make sure that they understand? Hey, if you don't work as hard as you're capable of working, you may look back and go, gosh, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. And I think, right, for me anyway, those disappointments have not fueled me to become like psycho sports parent, but I do think it has led to really good conversations with both of our girls about, hey, you don't want to leave anything on the table. You don't want to look back and say, gosh, I wish I would have done more. And so I think as a parent, my failures and my, boy, I wish I'd have done this or that differently, has allowed me to be a better parent to them when it comes to their pursuits. Do you feel the same way for you?
Well, there's zero chance I'm going to suggest anyone to parent a certain way, or I'm going to critique someone else's parenting. So what I will do is I will answer it based on me personally.
Right, like I just did.
So I have a simple thought process, which is, if you tell me you want to be great at it, then be great at it. Like, work towards it. If you tell me you want to play it, and it's not only sports, but if you tell me you want to play it or do it, whatever, but you never say, like, oh, I want this to be my profession, I want to be great at it, I don't care. Then I'm just going to show up and support you, and that's it. Like, my son really wants to be great at basketball. Part of me wishes he didn't play basketball at all and would just focus on academic stuff, because, like, I don't know that it's always helping, right? But you want to be great at it, you got to work at it. He's never told me he wants to be great at football or baseball or anything else, so, like, I don't really take that level of seriousness towards it. if we play one-on-one in the driveway, I do not let him win. Because my thought process is the one day he's going to win, and it will happen, it'll be a greater accomplishment than me allowing
Agreed.
Him to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not now, if he never told me he wanted to be great at basketball, I'd let him win. But he told me he wanted to be great at basketball. So right. I'm not going to let him win.
Evan, this took turns that I wasn't expecting, but this was a great conversation.
So before Evan goes, I got to ask him this, Jason. Because
I have a
he is an expert.
Call in 2 minutes.
So do you. So,
I do too.
So do you.
I do too, actually. So quickly.
What are you doing?
Jason is talking about movies this week. He came with a topic. I didn't get the follow-up topic off of his story until a segment later. What do you do in a case? Jason starts asking about a movie, and it ends up getting to call girls, and who are the best call girl actresses of all time? But it took me a full segment to get
Ask
there.
Courts.
Is there any like how do you navigate that, Evan? How do you navigate it?
I've never navigated a call girl. Have you?
No, I have
Whoa,
not.
Nelly!
I could not have
GPS one.
Perfect answer.
GPS was.
You both have to go.
Bye.
Goodbye.
All right.
Thanks, Evan. Tausch, tell us quickly about Coors Light before you have a
Coors Light, Ben, after that was a lot more serious. We all need to chill.
Is that bacon?
And Coors Light is brewed with that three-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light's refreshing, crisp, and only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Yep, that was at the tailgate down at AmFam Field on Saturday. And look at that bacon sizzle, and look at that Blue Mountain. Oh, baby. Frothy. Look at that froth.
Frothy. All right, Tausch has got to step away briefly. We're going to play trivia in his absence, since technically the 9 o'clock hour isn't even over yet.
God, it's not even. Oh, yeah, we got another full segment.
And so, Kenny Clark's coming up in 15 minutes.
What kind of show are we running here?
Hey, what should I have done with the call girl topic? Caller 5 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Like, share, and follow ESPN Madison everywhere. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for more great content from ESPN Madison. This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
This ain't a good time.
He'll be back in a little while. Time now to play some trivia, though, and it is Jesse's special. It is State Capitals. And someone from one of Jesse's favorite towns is the contestant. It is Mark in Maguanago. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. And I personally love Maguanago, even if Jesse's a hater because he's from Muskego. Let's play the game. Here we go. Question number one in State Capitals is this. What is the capital of Delaware? Is it Dover, Clover, or Plover?
I'm going to say Dover.
And you'd be correct. Jesse, how you feel about your cleverness on that one?
I thought Dover, Clover, Plover was pretty good. I just liked hearing you say it, honestly.
I'm glad you were entertained.
We haven't done State Capitals in a while. I was happy to bring it back
today.
Well,
that's because you haven't worked in a while.
That's true.
You want to do question two since Tausch
isn't
here?
Sure. I love this question. Here you go, Mark. How many state capitals have been the home of the baseball franchise now known as the Atlanta Braves? How many state capitals have been the home of the Atlanta Braves franchise historically? One, two, or three?
I'm going to go with one.
I would have two. Jesse, explain yourself.
So the Atlanta Braves, Atlanta is the capital of Georgia. Prior to that, they were the Milwaukee Braves. Milwaukee, not a capital city. Prior to that, the Boston Braves is the capital of Massachusetts? Two capital cities.
That was a trick question, Mark. I wouldn't allow that.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Awfully hard for question two.
Didn't know they were in Boston.
All right, here we go. Let's bounce back on question three. It is this. Which of these universities is located in its state capital city? Which of these universities is located in its state's capital city? Is it Kansas State University, the University of New Mexico, or North Carolina State University?
Also a toughie.
Really guessing again. I'm going to go with Kansas.
Kansas State, located in Manhattan.
Not correct.
This one, I knew this one. North Carolina State, located in Raleigh, and that is the capital of North Carolina. Jesse, I feel I feel like you came back from yet another day off, and you kind of brought the heat a little bit.
Yeah, I like the state capitals. I get into it.
You did.
Thanks for coming back to work, Jesse.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So happy to have him. Yeah. Mark, you only got one right. You still got two entries. Good luck, buddy. Thanks. We
love
you, too.
Guys.
All right, Jesse. I don't know how long Tausch will be not with us, but
me neither.
We do need to get ready for Kenny Clark, who is scheduled to appear at 10:15. So we'll play a little Did You Hear This to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, you and me, and we'll do that next. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.